A young, successful Australian CEO has taken aim at his fellow millennials, blaming them for a retail downturn and calling them lazy. John Winning is the fourth generation boss of whitewear retailer Winning Group, and he says he's gobsmacked by the unrealistic expectations and lack of work ethic, Verity, by millennials in general. He says they're more interested in get-rich-quick schemes than hard work and are expecting a promotion and pay rise after being trained to do their job. He also goes as far to blame the struggles facing the retail sector on them, saying they're living beyond their means, trying to live lifestyles they can't afford because of what... Hey, Verity, how's your get-rich scheme going?
Oh, yeah, how's totally.
Good?
Yeah, it's great. I've got that white jag. I'm the person buying in multi-level marketing schemes and selling you isogenics and stuff. Yeah, that's me. Absolutely. Oh, God. I there's so many things wrong with it. Can I just point out?
Well, go start.
The first thing I'd like to say is, if he's a fourth generation CEO, does that mean that he inherited it from his family? So the title got passed down. So basically, so someone walked into a family job and is now complaining that we're not working hard enough.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Good place to start.
Yeah, there's often a bit of that, when you look behind the scenes.
Yeah,
How did they start? Not with $10.
No. It's like Donald Trump, self-made man. How did you start? Oh, massive inheritance from your father. Oh, okay, right. Not that self-made. I just think that this is such a classic
mash of stereotypes.
I know. Okay, right. So
because you've just told me, you said in the introduction, you noticed the, and it was just anecdotal, of course it is, but you noticed the extraordinary difference between the 18-year-old and the 25-year-old, of which you're 25, the millennial.
Yes.
And so you'll see a noticeable difference in attitude. There's this. What is it? Aspiration, hunger to learn, extreme awareness about climate change. So attitudes can differ.
Yes.
Over generations.
They absolutely can differ between generations. But the one that he's characterising us is inaccurate.
I'm not pointing any fingers.
No, it's all good.
Generation X, wasn't called the slacker generation for nothing.
Every generation, complains about the one coming. But I'm a director of an organisation, that's got 2,100 people across the globe, right?
Yeah.
So he's seen it from a Western lens, right? Mm. That's a millennial from a Western lens. I've met millennials from Africa, India, Bangladesh, who at 5 years old have to walk 2 kilometres, to go get water.
Yeah.
And then by 15, they're feeding their family of six because, right? So
mic drop.
Yeah, mic drop.
Yeah.
So it's a very much, so Mr.
Good
Winning
point.
Comes from a very privileged background. Sitting on a very privileged platform and dictating a viewpoint which is from a Western lens. So it's a one-third of the world viewpoint, which isn't accurate, especially when he says all these millennials.
It's also from a position of affluence, which really annoys me, because even like in New Zealand, like you're saying, I know girls of 18 who are working and are bringing in the wages and are keeping their family going, supporting younger sisters, supporting parents. Like, I know so many millennials and Gen Zers who are the financial backbone of their family, doing it at school, going to school and still working and supporting their younger sisters. So don't sit there and be like, oh, you're lazy, Mr. I inherited something from my grandfather.
But also the other issue is, as a CEO, he's got bigger issues to think about.
I know. Particularly, stop taking pot shots, bro.
When it's in manufacturing. So, he says it himself, it's a competitive market. We should think about the competitive advantage that he has, being four generations of owning an appliance manufacturing, entity with taxes that are biased, against, foreign manufacturers. So he's got bigger fish to fry. And a bigger market to think about, and also his employees to think about, than to think about a small cohort of employees, and just to add, if he is hiring millennials, then a CEO should never be at the ground level. He should hire a good HR manager and deal with it whilst he deals with the CEO level issues.
We have all the answers.
We have all the answers.
Never thought I'd get these sort of quite robust answers today, but wow. But just look on a final note on this, Verity, because you do see this quite a bit in the papers, don't you?
Yep.
But does it fly in the face of what we've just seen, both with that massive march a week or so back, younger, not all young people, but massive of younger people took to the streets and droves, and the number of youth that we're starting to get actively involved in local politics? Just yesterday we had on the show 19-year-old new Nelson councillor, Rohan O'Neill Stevens.
Yeah, and this is what I mean, is that I don't think this generation are lazy. I don't think they don't care. There is a huge, like you said, movement among them. They're politically engaged. They want change. I think a little bit of where this stereotype comes from is that young people are more emotionally articulate about calling out when something is wrong. So, like, if you expect us to do something which we would consider inefficient or misplaced or, you know, we just don't agree with it, we will call you out on it. And if that challenge is interpreted as us not wanting to do it because we're lazy, that's where it could come from a lot of the time.
Mm.